show you tune in is hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on and turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report, and I am your host for this program, National Intel Report, that airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and of course, that is Central Time. And it is Friday today, folks. January, February, March, April, May. We are almost a half a year into 2007. You know, you never want to see the good times end. And generally, that's when time passes the quickest, when you're having so much fun. This is not exactly what I would call a day at the amusement park. It is necessary, most assuredly. But, geez, it just amazes me, folks, where we have come in the last, say, 3-4 years in this country, at least going back to September 11, 2001, how many things have transpired? How many freedoms have been taken? How many liberties suspended? How much more power that George Bush has anointed himself with? And is a very, 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 very dangerous precedent. Very dangerous. You, in a system like we have, folks, it has no room for a king. And that's what this man has set himself up for. You know, every once in a while, I will see George Bush. And he's like, there's nothing really outstanding about the guy. There isn't anything that sets him apart physically, at least in appearance-wise, from any other president. Yeah. You know, they look different, but there isn't anything really that stands out about George Bush. He's a mediocre-looking guy. You know, he's 60 years old, you know. But every once in a while, when he is not primed to look into camera, read script, look presidential, some of the looks I see in this guy's face, if there is a devil, he resides inside of George Bush. Because if you think about what he is doing with the North American Union, and I said this about Perry on the program yesterday, please, Mr. Perry, stay in Turkey, in Istanbul, do not come home. Because what you're involved in with the North American Union, putting in the nuts and bolts, if you will, the NAFTA corridor, your part in this, kissing up to Vicente Fox, at the very least, what comes to mind is high crimes and misdemeanors. And I don't know if somebody is charged, a politician is charged with treason in this country, you have to go through the bother of impeachment. Now, the question is what legal entity would take an action against this governor, or the president for that matter? This, ladies and gentlemen, and because we deal with so much information, so many unconstitutional acts that are being perpetrated every single day in defiance, outright defiance of this country's paperwork, if you will, its foundation, that sometimes we have a tendency to go, oh, here comes another hit. And we don't necessarily look at that event singularly and, you know, completely isolated from everything else and really examine it and talk about it for what it is. It kind of blends in to that blur of treasonous activity in this country. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Listening to here is Paul Tapetti's group. It is Poker Face. I've got Paul Tapetti with me. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing? You there, Paul? Do we have Mr. Tapetti?
Hello?
There you are.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Mr. I said almost Mr. Paul. Yes, I got a caller that calls in Paul on the program, and he always calls me Mr. John. I almost called you Mr. Paul. Mr. Paul Tapetti of Poker Face. How are you doing this afternoon?
Actually, the weather appears quite warm today. The nicer weather's finally hitting us, and, summer's upon us.
Well, it's been summer down here for a little while, and we've been lucky enough. We're under the El Nino effect, not global warming. Actually, the temperatures have been down, and the rainfall is up, so I'm a happy camper down here. What is going on with Poker Face these days?
Wrapping up a piece of work, disc number 5, and hopefully we'll have it out for the fall. Just like everything else with art, it always takes longer than whatever we try to predict, so... And on the front burner is an illegal immigration rally, which is an anti-illegal immigration rally that we're playing at in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Now, Hazleton, Pennsylvania has made the news nationally because the mayor there, Mr. Barletta, has actually tried to do something about the criminal alien invading problem that we have in this country, initially by trying to find the landlords and the businesses that employ them and house them. And for doing that, he's taking flack from the, you know, anti-American groups like the ACLU, you know, the SPLC and the ADL and all those other, you know, alphabet agencies that have nothing to do with America but are trying to destroy it.
And
so
it's an... What, Paul, what's the ADL's complaint here? Is this some form of governmental terrorism, hate speech that this man is perpetrating?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a hater. He hates immigrants. We're a nation of immigrants. And, like, excuse me, you keep missing that big word that says illegal. It's like if somebody at Disney World jumps in line ahead of you, you don't get rewarded with an all-day pass, a season pass, and get to the front of line every time. You get kicked out of the park. But here in America, Jorge Bushin wants to try to give these illegal invaders not only, you know, allowing them to stay in this country, but giving them the path to citizenship. And as a son of a Mexican ex-national who did it legally, I expect anybody else coming into this country as an immigrant to do nothing less.
Well, then, Mr. Tepeti, according to the ADL standards, you must be a self-hater.
Well, whether you're Jewish, you're American, or whatever, if you try to stand up for America, you know, you're a self-hater. But, you know, I say to them, you're the un-Americans, traitors of this republic, and you're doing everything you can to possibly destroy this nation. And that's what this rally is about. You know, Mayor Barletta will be speaking. Joey Vento, who owns Gino's Steaks in Philadelphia.
And Paul, I got to say, when we went up to Philadelphia and went on to New York for the 9/11 thing last year, we had an opportunity to stay with you for a few days, and I had a great time, I got to admit.
It was a blast, brother.
Yeah, I mean, having time to sit around and in quiet setting, just not on a phone or an interview or whatever, but to get to know a person better and face-to-face and be able to look into their eyes, that's important. And there was one place that you wanted to take me to, and that was that Philly Cheese Steakhouse.
It was Gino's Steaks, right, brother?
Yeah.
And we stopped in, we got some killer steaks, and this brother's getting flack because all he asks of his customers is to order in English, okay? Now, this is what kills me. We print up ballots in how many different languages? And as an immigrant to this country, you're supposed to have some kind of understanding about the forefathers, have some understanding and capacity to speak English. But yet, we're printing ballots in every language and English? That just doesn't make sense. So here's Joey Vento trying to just be an American. He's like, he'll help you order, but you're going to order it in English, damn it, because that's the you know, this nation's language.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't see it that way. And over the last couple of days, I have not been very kind on our leading politicians. Paul, down here, we've got Rick Perry he was invited to the Bilderberg meeting over in Istanbul, Turkey.
Istanbul. And, interesting.
And, yeah, and it appears that since he's not been anointed for the job, it appears that there's a possibility that he could be in violation of the Logan Act, which prevents U.S. citizens from unauthorized negotiations with foreign entities. And you know that's exactly what he's over there for, because he's the poster child for the NAFTA corridor. He was the first governor to come on board with it. The roads are under construction down here. We also had another issue with converting regular roads over to toll roads for the benefit of the state, of the realm.
Globalists, right?
Yeah, because they're claiming they don't have any money. But, of course, I don't know, I guess the...
They're saying the same thing here in Pennsylvania, too. How do we make it for, like, the last 70 years without, you know, having to sell out our national highways, you know?
Well, and I'll tell you how this come around, and it's come full circle, and the bankers are just pleased as all get out because they knew, Paul, when they privatized, they got the opportunity for the private monopoly in this country on the currency. They knew exactly where this is going to go because they know... human nature, and of course we've had people in office that I think purposely drove up the budget deficits, if you can use that word. But basically it was an open-ended checkbook, and these clowns in Washington have been writing checks like they're going out of style. So they knew that with this program of shipping the jobs out, and that this is all part of the globalist North American Union plan here, is to eliminate the middle class. You gave me fine examples when I was up there in your neck of the woods of all the plants that are sitting there literally rusting
in the steel.
I mean, it's horrible, but they already knew this was a concerted agenda and plan to drive America down, to empty out its middle class, to ship its jobs overseas. The bankers knowing full well that with less money coming in, the government wasn't going to voluntarily cut back. yeah, they'd try to play games and raise taxes and whatever, but they knew doggone right well that that juice on that money that we're borrowing all the time is eventually is going to come home and it was going to eat us alive. We are exactly in the position that they want us in right now.
Well, I guess it's appropriate that one of our new songs, Losing My Mind, has a lyric that goes, it's time to hunt bankers and the judges and lawyers who are whores too. The same for officials who like to violate the golden rule. Now, you know, we got our eye on you, so you better do things right, or we will hang you from the highest trees while we party through the night.
By the way, I made this comment before. Five Finger Lakes up there, that's an enclave for the globalist arena. I think that's Rockefeller property up there. And I've always said that when we have the restoration of this republic back in, we're going to go up there, occupy that property for a little while, and throw one hell of an overnight party.
I love the idea, and when the Second American Revolution finally takes hold, because unfortunately, the prostitutions are pushing us in that direction. They're not doing the will of the people; they're doing the will of the few, by the few. And this whole thing with the globalism, or at least the North American Union, I have a book from the Rosicrucians from 1916 called The 68th Convocation, which William Cooper turned us on to many years ago. But on pages 24 and 25, they talk about the Great Seal of the United States, which is on the back dollar of the fraud notes. And on their pages, they say, the capstone that's on top of that pyramid that has yet to join cannot be cut, will not be cut, and should not be cut until Mexico is again one with America as it was in the days of Atlantis. Now, this is 1916, and these people are funded, tithed by people like the Rockefellers and the Heinzes and many other globalist entities and parasites. So this is 1916, and you're wondering, like, what the hell are they talking about? Well, in 1917, they started profiting bills like GATT, General Agreements on Trade and Tariffs, as early as 1917. It took 80 years later for Clinton the Clown to pass it on the will of his masters. So these guys work generational. They do it so slowly that the rest of us don't realize that we're being cooked like frogs in the boiling water.
And it's been incremental, and it's been a long time coming. We're in a situation now, and I don't know, Paul, I hadn't talked to you, but have you had a chance to see the debates with Ron Paul?
Oh, he's rocking it, man, and they're so scared of him that they're gonna bring out the old, almost cadaver Fred Thompson on July 4th because Giuliani and McStain and all those other idiots aren't grabbing the we the people like Ron Paul is, because you know why? Ron Paul talks like an American. Ron Paul talks like a constitutionalist. Ron Paul is us, and they aren't us.
And he,
so
he's not compromised. There isn't anything
right.
That this guy has to retract because he's telling the truth. There's nothing that they have on him because he's not a closet homosexual.
Right.
He hasn't been taking payments through the back door. There's nothing.
He's not owned by AIPAC. Okay. Did you ever see his video speech to the neocons in 2003?
I may have seen it.
Devastating. He calls them out just like they are, the Trotskyites, the traitors that they are. You know, they took over the supposedly conservative party, but they're nothing conservative. They're globalists.
You know, it's amazing to me, Paul, on that 15th on Fox Network, the 15th of last month, when he did his little bombshell. And I about fell off the couch when he had the guts to get up there and tell the American people that, wait a minute here, we're $60 trillion in the hole. And it took the USA Today 2 weeks to run that story, and they run it on the front page 3 days ago. But I've been sitting here watching the stock market, and it's been going up every day. It is almost like the words were spoken, and they disappeared like a whisper on the wind, not heard by anybody. And if people did hear it, I know they didn't understand it, because everybody knows, Paul, that, well, our deficit is it's manageable, it's high, but it's only $9 trillion. You know, I mean, this is he is the most dangerous man, and I mean this
to the globalist. Yeah, right, right.
He's the most dangerous man in politics in America today.
Hey, talking about Ron Paul real quick, there may be an opportunity, John, that we might see each other in the flesh again, because there is a group that's trying to put on an event in San Antonio, Texas, for July 14th for Ron Paul. And they're talking to us about coming down, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but at least we're trying to make the effort to go down.
Well, I'll tell you what, all things being equal, I got a network to move here, and if we're online, hell, I'll serve as your roadie. I'll drive your equipment down here, my friend. Tell you what, Paul Tepeti, hang on a second. We got to take this break. We'll be right back. Folks, if you have not heard Poker Face before, go to www.pokerface.com. Check out the music. If you like good music, you're going to find a lot of it there.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Oh, is that me? you got to give me a sign over there, Chief.
Hurt you. I only speak because I care. I only want to open up your eyes to what's out there. Just don't be scared. The winds of change, they are on blowing. What is good is not called evil, and now it's back. Back in old Jack.
That is Paul Tepeti and Poker Face. The name of that song is I Can See It in Your Eyes from the CD Sex, Lies, and Politics. You know, folks, if there's a lot of people out there that are baby boomers, have been raised on rock and roll, and we were always told that rock and roll was the devil. Remember Elvis? Oh, it's, you know, Elvis Presley, he's of the devil. That's devil music. Well, I'll tell you what, they keep repeating the often said thing that, well, it's the frequencies and it's the bass and it's all of these things that are mind-altering. Well, of course music is mind-altering. I mean, do you get excited when you listen to good music? Do you have a smile on your face if your bag is listening to long hair classical music? There are many different musics and many different tastes for many different people. But rock and roll has sometimes, Mr. DePetty, been used for the good. And
right.
And I got to tell you what, you would be a lot more successful. And I'd heard a CD of yours that you remember the CD that you gave me, and I said I got to have a copy of that.
Yeah.
And this is when you just did mainstream rock and roll, no message behind it. And quite frankly, you could probably be top 40 right now across the country with the talent you have, the lyrical stuff that you do, your production values, the talent. But you didn't go that way. You do rock and roll with a message, and it's with a purpose. And I can't tell you how pleasing that is, because I like rock and roll. I'm not into this thing that it's evil and it's the devil trying to take my soul any more than natives in deepest, darkest Africa banging on drums saying that that's some kind of satanic thing. It is what it is.
It is how you use it. They say the same thing about the Internet, and yes, the Internet can do a lot of evil, but it can also do a lot of good in terms of hearing your show over it or to be able to put out information that patriots need to hear. So it's all the intent behind it, and I've heard that too, especially like being a long hair rocker. Whenever like, you know, somebody gives me, you know, crap about my long hair, I go like, look, our forefathers in Christ were long hairs, and those that didn't have long hair, they wore wigs because they're long hair wannabes, so get off my back.
Well, it's all a cultural phenomenon, isn't it? I mean, in today's world, Paul, we have American Idol, and every single day, I'm about ready to pull my hair out, because every single day, CNN is doing a thing on American Idol, and who's up and who's out, and you know, it's a cultural pop phenomenon, and that's better suited for a 30-minute show for a Hollywood style, you know, whatever.
Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And this has nothing whatsoever to do with what's going on in this country.
They don't purport the news, or they don't report the news, and they have to cover up everything that their evil overlords are doing. So, you know, of course they're going to give us fluff pieces like that, and Anna Nicole Smith. I mean, how long do we have Anna Nicole Smith on the radar? Like 2 months?
Well, yeah.
I mean, sorry that the chick died, but my God, please.
Well, I was just going to say, Paul, if she wouldn't have died, she'd still be there today. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, and the most inane things. I remember when Desert Storm took place back in 1991. What was the 3-day story that they kept hammering? It was Zsa Zsa Gabor that slapped a police officer. And we got that in the face. In the meantime, we're invading a foreign nation. We're bombing the snot out of them. And I'm interested in Zsa Zsa Gabor slapping a cop. I don't know. Maybe the cop deserved it. I don't even remember. But
hey, full circle. Isn't Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband the one that said that he might have been the father of Anna Nicole Smith? I mean,
yeah.
This goes back full circle, man. Come on.
Yeah, I guess there's some kind of twisted logic pretzel stuff going on there. Yeah, it's insane. Paul,
we're being entertained to death, brother, is what it is.
Well, and geez, did you learn about the Bilderberg meeting over in Istanbul by listening to Fox or CNN today? Did they mention anything
America
about
Free
it?
Press, this America Free Press and you, brother.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I had a little tiff here with the editor of the Austin Un-American Statesman in his non-coverage of Ron Paul. And I misquoted myself on the air. I read a story and I ran past it because it was just such a small mention of Ron Paul. But all it was the Giuliani thing regurgitated, and it was like in two lines. And I missed
there. I was there.
You know, and I'm looking at this, and I called this guy up. He says, "Do you check your facts?" And I said, "Well, I made a mistake. Yes, you did mention it, but it was in a derogatory way." I said, "Many people in Texas don't even know who Ron Paul is, and you're not doing them a service by not reporting the only guy in Texas that's in the race for the presidency here." He says, "Well, you better get your facts straight." I said, "Why don't you start reporting some?" He said to me, "Paul," he says, "I don't think I want to talk to you anymore." And I said, "I bet you don't. Have a nice flipping day," and I hung up the phone. here again, it's what it's important in this country and who's saying it. Better still, it's who's trying to cover it up and not reporting it. We'll break. We'll be right back with Paul Tepetti.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The building,
full and deep, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to the website, www.pokerface.com, you'll be able to read about the band, read about the music. They have free samples that I've been playing here. What you just heard was Forces from the CD Made in America. And they've got freebies up there for you. So go up there and take a listen. Support those out there. These musicians could be doing other things and making one heck of a lot more money than they are right now. But I got to tell you, Paul Tepetti's heart, I've come to know this gentleman. Oh, gosh, how long has it been, Paul, going on 8, 10
years? I'd say early 90s, brother. When you and Mark would go around, you know, teaching the rest of us how bad it was in terms of the government takeover. And when you came downtown is when we both, you know, Richie and I both met you in person.
Jeez, was that long ago?
92, 93, 91, somewhere there. So
oh,
it's been
time flies.
Long, 15 years, brother.
Time flies when we're having fun. And it's honest, Paul, I've never said this publicly, but it is so refreshing to have people of your talent and your depth. You know, there's a lot of people out there with a lot of talent, but they're a mile wide and an inch deep.
Yeah, they're not using what their God-given gift was for to be used for, which is to not just entertain and you know, bring, like you said before, if I were to watch a movie without the music, how much of the movie would, you know, impact me as it is with the music? So, I mean, music is there for that, but the music is also there to bring people together as a group. One thing that I'd like to see in this country again, which, because the music banks own the industry as much as they do, I'd like to see a 60s revival of protest music, where the elites actually feared we the people, because we're actually starting to wake up and say, hey, the man's got to go. And now, you know, they talk about everything else, you know, except the man's got to go. It's like, hey, I'm gay, or, you know, guns are bad, or I hate myself, or, you know, anything but what, you know, we should be hearing on the radio.
Well, and of course, you know, I've said this before on the issue of the illegals are in this country. You know, I've never been painted as a hate monger. You know, I'll go after false Jews, Zionism, and I'll make that clear. It's ironic, Paul, we look at our web numbers and we can track back who's listening. And we have a large Hispanic group that listens to this network. As a matter of fact, number one and number two on our hits on the website are coming from groups and organizations, Latino organizations. And I've always said, you know, this is not a matter of me disliking Mexicans.
Not at all, brother.
Me
liking Americans first, and I'd rather help the Mexicans. And what I would do for the Mexicans is, one, destroy the trade treaties like NAFTA, CAFTA, and FTAA, and the GATT, and the World Trade Organization. But I'd also help arm them, send them back across the border, and help them have a revolution, and then give them our Constitution, since we don't seem to be using it much right now. So that way, they have real freedoms, and then they'd want to stay down there.
Well, and
how's that for a solution?
Well, and that's the point. And I've said that, you know, I do not hate these people. They are some of the nicest people, the hardest working people. Spiritually,
they're beautiful people, man. I love them.
Spiritually, they're connected. What we're hearing too often is the criminals, the thugs, the coyotes, the drug runners,
the race agitators. Right.
There you go. That's what we sometimes concentrate too much on. But I cannot be accused of being a hater of any one group. And it's amazing to me, this is exactly what they're trying to paint this as, that somehow we're racist because we're not giving them carte blanche. We're not emptying our coffers out to make them comfortable. We're not giving them or recognizing their rights because they're not American citizens. We don't have a constitution for the world. We have a constitution for our people here. And if we're really promoting peace, if we really wanted to see peace and sanctity and fair play around this planet, we'd be promoting our form of government to these people around the world and not democracy at the point of a gun.
Socialist democracy, right. When Abe Lincoln declared war on the South and did his war of northern aggression, he destroyed the small United States of America, and which was a constitutional republic somewhat up until that time. And what he did is he created a strong centralized government of the Federal Union of the Socialistic Democratic States of America. And that's where we've been since 1865. And it's taken them 150 years to destroy us to this point.
Well, and they've had a lot of help by outside intervention and control. You know, a lot of people, and this is what really bothers me. I'm sure you heard about Cindy Sheehan and her quitting the movement. And hopefully, And I hope I wasn't too hard on her. But anybody that, anybody with that kind of name recognition has to stay in the fight. You've already you've already arrived. People already know who you are. When you speak, people are going to listen to what you have to say. You couldn't buy that kind of notoriety. You could not get the coverage out of these networks that Cindy Sheehan came got, and you couldn't write a check big enough for it. So she was a very special person.
Well, yeah. I wrote a letter to the Answer Group. That's one of the leftist groups that puts on these anti-war rallies. And I basically spanked them. I said, look, as long as you guys appear to be hardcore leftists and your ideologues are so un-American, your anti-war efforts is going to fall on deaf ears for the average American.
That's right.
So you set aside your let's free Mumia, let's free the Puerto Rican terrorists that bombed the congressional building. Stick to war, period. If you stick to war, maybe you can get people like us, you know, we're considered rightists, I guess, but we're Americans, period. No left-right divide here. But until you appear to be non-denominational in political parties or in ideologies, then you're going to continue to lose. But if you come together with like the 80% solution mentality, well, let's set aside our hardcore differences and let's attack the common beast at the same time, then let's see if the things that we have a problem with each other is really that bad. Because I feel like once the beast is vanquished, okay, whether you want to call it the central government or the global parasitical government that's in the creation, if we come together, we can defeat them. But as long as you play party politics like you have been, then you're going to have people like Cindy Sheehan continue to quit. And you guys not galvanizing anything. So we're still at the same place where we were 5 years ago.
Well, and again, if you take a look at the contributors and the foundations that are backing these groups, because if you talk to any of these, and I'll use the term today, leftists or people that consider themselves to be progressive, which is nothing but a buzzword for socialism or communism.
Rockefellerism.
There you go. They're against corporatism. Well, guess what? I'm not exactly against corporatism, but I'm against the corporate takeover control, tying them to the banks, tying them to the central government. That I am afraid of. But
Oh, fascism.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't want to seem to go over that line. They're just complaining about corporations and these greedy corporations. Well, yeah, they're greedy because the governments themselves have given them leeway to do exactly this. This is the unholy triad that's being set up. World banks. It's member banks inside the functioning countries that are part of the New World Order. It is the corporations, and it is the governments. And any one of these three that are taken out of the equation, it falls flat on its face.
And they got to go fall flat on their face. And, you know, Americans, this is what we can do to help destroy it. Buy everything local that you can, okay? Try joining credit unions instead of banks. Try to do everything that is not going to empower these people with our money. Stop giving them the money to enslave us, okay? Anything that you can do knowingly to thwart their plans, it's going to, you know, build up to a point that they will be destroyed because of the weight of all of us becoming awake. So, you know, do the American thing. Starve a globalist.
You know, it's amazing to me. I have I got a request from one of our affiliates out there. We're going to send them out a CD that I did on the program yesterday. Let me get my note here. And this politician wanted a copy of the program because I had read direct quotes from people that are on the ground in Baghdad, whether they be majors or whether they be specialists or sergeants, it didn't matter. They were speaking the truth. And this politician, and I'll hasten to call him a politician. I don't know the man personally. But it's a United States Congressman, John Duncan. I think he's on his 11th or 12th term, something like that. He heard my program.
California?
No, and Tennessee. Oh. And he wanted that program. You know, so I've got United States Congressmen that are starting to listen. And what I feel is happening here, for those that are not compromised, those that are not blackmailable, those that have not had their proverbial hand in the cookie jar, I think these people want to be representing the people constitutionally, but they're afraid because what happens, as we've seen happen with Ron Paul, you step out of that box, you get up in the spotlight, and you start telling the truth to the American people, you are just absolutely hammered. So I think there's a lot of people that are even in government right now that are begging for the opportunity to see the support among the American people. that right. when these people will open up their mouths and do their jobs and tell the American people the truth and work in their interest, these people, they're not going to have to worry about their political career. They'll be lifers in there.
Right, and that's the whole point behind this rally in Hazleton on Sunday. We're expecting at least 2,000, but we're thinking the numbers are going to be greater than that. The reason is to not just do it for ourselves, but to empower those politicians, as you were saying, that need some strength from the people or are showing from the people to say, hey, we're not going to tolerate this, okay? And you trying to pass amnesty on your way to citizenship for 30 to 40 million criminal aliens in this country, not the 12. That's garbage. I mean, who does the math? Are they the same mathematicians that tell us how bad our deficit is when it's much worse? I mean, come on.
Well, I now wait a minute here. I heard Michael Chertoff on C-SPAN a couple of weeks ago, Paul. And a caller called in with a question, and he was only there for 30 minutes. He would, if he had the courage to stay there, he would have been baked for an hour and a half, 2 hours. But a caller called in and asked him, said, you know, that 12 million number that you keep pushing around, he said, that's false. And this was his answer. And he said, no, we had two independent groups that studied this, and they came back with the same numbers, and they were within 10 to 20,000 of the 12 million figure. And that's what Michael Chertoff said in response to how many illegal aliens we have in this country.
Yeah, what are these pro-reconquista groups that are giving him the facts and numbers?
I was just going to say, let's just put it this way, Paul. They were hand-picked.
Of course.
But, you know, if the American people, you know, knew that 40 million illegals are standing in line and they're going to get the green light, they're going to get the green card, they're going to get the right to work, they're going to have full rights in this country, they're going to have Social Security benefits, they're going to have everything. And that was a great analogy that you gave, by the way, about the line jumping. If the American people knew that it was 40 million that we're talking about and not 12 million, what's 12 million? People in today's society are hearing numbers. They don't hear millions anymore. They hear billions and trillions. So what the heck is a few million? We're a big country. We've got 300 million people here. So what's 12 million people? But if they were to tell the truth, Paul, and say there's 40 million, oh, and by the way, let's not forget about the anchor babies. Let's not forget about all the people they're going to drag into this country along with them. In less than a decade,
the face of America will change, right, man?
Will,
that's not what I want. I don't want the Mexicanization of America, as I do not want the Americanization of Mexico. I don't want Americans hating Mexicans. That's why I fight for this. It's like I love both of my cultures. But I'm an American first without the hyphen, which my government tries to use upon me as a means to divide and conquer my fellow citizens, okay?
Oh, you mean you're not a Mexican-American?
No, I'm just an American man that has Mexican, Italian, Spanish, German, and Irish. So is there enough hyphens for me, man?
Yeah, I would say
I'm an American man. You know, all that hyphenation crap was, you know, put upon us by the socialist communists just so that we'd be able to group ourselves anything but American.
Right. You know, it's fascinating. I've told this story on air before, Paul, that do you remember the movie with Charlton Heston? It was Planet of the Apes, the original one.
Right, the very first one.
The very first one. What somebody had noticed when these guys would break for lunch. And, of course, you had the gorillas, you had the chimpanzees, and what was the other class, the orangutans or whatever it was? Well, they noticed when they broke for lunch, without even consciously thinking about it, they went in their own little groups. It was kind of a group think. It was what they were used to. It's, you know, they knew they were human beings behind those masks, but when they looked through their mask at another person, what'd they see? They saw an ape or a chimp or whatever the case may be. And they group thought and they group ate. They just pooled together. And that's exactly what's going to happen in this country. You know, Paul,
we're going to be balkanized.
That's exactly right. When I saw all the Mexican speaking radio stations, all the Mexican speaking channels were hitting cable and satellite, I said to myself, and when you'd call a governmental office, do you want this in Spanish or do you want this in English? Exactly what kind of what country do you think I live in? I don't live in Mexico, so why do I need to hear, do you want this in Spanish? I knew right then and there this was a planned agenda to grow this thing to the point where it's at right now. And don't think for a moment, they're talking amnesty in this country, how many more millions are going to be pouring over this border? Because they want the chance to live here in America. And I don't blame them. It's a great place to live. But I'm with you. I'm for getting rid of the seven crime families down in Mexico that control their country.
And, right. It's a wealthy country.
It is. It's loaded with wealth. What they don't have is an infrastructure. They don't have a way for people to live a modest, simple life down there. These people are always struggling.
The middle class. Right.
I mean, you have the
poor, and then you have the rich, and there's nothing in between. And I've said this before. If these people want to go back to Mexico, I'll give them a few bucks, I'll give them a gun, and I'll bag them a lunch. And send them. Could you imagine, Paul, if 40 million Mexicans went back across that border, and they wouldn't even really have to be armed, but just say for the sake of argument that they were, went back and overthrew that crime and crime-riddled and corrupted government down there, and they got their country back, they would be fast friends with the United States, especially with the populations on both sides of those borders, because we're not opposed to each other.
No, not at all. No, the people aren't. It's the globalists that are trying to push against each other so that we have a civil war amongst ourselves, killing each other off, so that they can laugh all the way to the bank. And you know what? I'd rather have a revolution, just cut the head of the snake off, and let's see how we get along after they're gone. You know? And all these politicians that keep demanding that our sons and daughters keep going to the wars in Iraq, why don't you lead by example? Why don't you send your sons and daughters or yourself first, and let's see how things go after they're gone. Maybe we'll, like, stop and then, you know, see if we can get along with each other again.
Well, and I respect other people and I respect their cultures. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to balkanize and change the culture of this country.
Well, for the sake of the few, no, thank you.
Yeah, the human race is very diversified. I like the diversification. But I want people to be themselves in their own culture with their own beliefs. And let me visit these people in their own countries with their own culture in peace. We'll take the break here. Come back on the other side. Short segment. We'll finish up here with Paul Tepeti of Poker Face right after this.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce, jam packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
We job and the naked and the drugged up, yet so sublime. Now they don't want this not too well, though they can't stand the lies. Yeah, they're hiding and they're lying and they run from inside.
All right, folks, we're back. And that was another cut off of the album Made in America. The name of the song was Thief in the Night. We only have a couple of minutes left here. Paul, this rally and, I guess, slash demonstration is going to be where and what date?
Okay, this Sunday, June 3rd at 2 p.m. We start playing at 1, so let's just say 1 p.m. on the steps of City Hall in Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
And where, okay, where is Hazleton, Pennsylvania? What's it next to?
It's right off of Route 80. It's about an hour north of Allentown, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, about 2 hours north of Philadelphia. But it is like ground zero for lawsuits by the pro conquista, you know, groups, and you know that if they hate him, there's good reason, because he's actually doing what an American should be doing, and that's protecting his local constituents. And groups like the ACLU are right at the forefront with all the criminal alien groups here that are trying to get them amnesty, citizenship status. And I love the man just for doing what he's done and taking the flak for the rest of us, you know.
And have you had an opportunity to talk with him?
I talked to his secretary this past week, John Clark, who's a good friend of the band's, and he's with Americans for Immigration Control. He's the one that put this together in terms of us playing and actually got me on the bill to speak. So it should be pretty interesting what could have come out of my mouth on Sunday. I look forward to hearing what I'm going to say, man.
Well, you're never at a loss for words. And I appreciate what you're doing very much. Say hi to all the boys in the band.
I will. And thank you for having me up and letting me share this information with your listeners. And you've been doing a great job for so many years, and I can't. You know, if I can't do this as long as you have, hopefully someday you and I can just, you know, just have a good sit down and just enjoy a nice shot of Tradicional Jose Cuervo and just say, like, we done good, boys, you know, fought the good fight.
And hopefully we're not old and so decrepit that this battle for the restoration of this country be well on its way, and we can enjoy ourselves. With some freedom, but enjoy the work. I mean, it's going to take some work to put this country back, but labor with a smile on our face, because we know we're going to be restoring this great country. Paul Tepetti,
exactly.
Thank you so much, my friend, and hopefully you're going to get down here to San Antonio so I can see you again.
Dude, I hope it's on the 14th of July, brother.
All righty, sir.
Thank you.
You take care, Paul.
Yes, bye.
All right, Paul Tepetti, great guy. I spent some time with him in Philadelphia, and I'll tell you what, he was taking me around and showing me all the shut-down businesses, steel mills. I mean, folks, I'll tell you... And I guess that there's no money and property around that area anymore, because they were seriously considering, now get this, taking one of these steel mills that had been sitting there just rotting away in the elements and turning it into a tourist attraction, leaving it intact, a rusty, decaying building, and that somehow this is going to be a monument of what America used to be. I mean, how twisted is that? They don't even have enough money to go in there, take the place down, haul off the scrap, and make it a commercial property for something else, or residential property.
It's true.